Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, November 3rd, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple is basically done releasing new products in 2025, but there are two minor updates that are still possible, a new Apple TV and a new HomePod Mini. Bloomberg Smart Garmin says that Apple retail employees are being asked to prepare for an overnight refresh of Apple stores on the evening of November 11th. This signals potential store changes on November 12th. Bloomberg explains that this doesn't necessarily mean that it'll be new products coming to Apple stores. And given the timing of the changes, it's more likely that the stores will merely be receiving a visual update for the holidays. Despite that, Bloomberg does outline that the Apple TV and HomePod Mini are facing inventory shortages and that both products were slated for an update before the end of 2025. But with all of that said, it's still unclear whether Apple has delayed those launches until 2026 or still has those two surprises up its sleeve before the end of the year. My personal expectation is that we shouldn't expect a new Apple TV or HomePod until 2026, given that those new products will rely heavily on Apple's new Siri, which isn't expected until March of next year. Next up today, unlike any Pro iPhone before it, the iPhone 17 Pro is available in a bright cosmic orange color. As it turns out, this trend of bold colors might continue with the iPhone 18 Pro next year. A new report from a Weibo user that has previously shared accurate iPhone rumors says the iPhone 18 Pro could be available in brown, purple, and burgundy. It's hard to glean too much from this rumor. This early in the iPhone 18 cycle, it's possible Apple's plans change. The company is likely still prototyping different color options. Nonetheless, this rumor does mark the first hint of what colors to expect from the iPhone 18 Pro lineup. The description of the colors in the Weibo post varies depending on which translation service you use. For instance, the official Weibo translation describes them as coffee, purple, and wine red. Google Translate describes them as coffee brown, purple, and burgundy, and Apple Translate describes it as coffee, purple, and burgundy. The rumor also says that it seems there will be no black option next year either. The iPhone 17 Pro comes in cosmic orange, deep blue, and silver, and is not available in a black or space gray, a decision that has upset some iPhone users. At least in the case of the iPhone 17 Pro, the deep blue color is somewhat close to black. None of the rumored iPhone 18 Pro colors, however, sound like they would satisfy users wanting a dark iPhone color. But again, I treat this rumor with some skepticism for the time being, and will likely hear more rumors about the iPhone 18 over the coming year. You can get a glimpse at some mock-ups of these three new colors, brown, purple, and burgundy, at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Whether it's a client file, a critical invoice, or a folder of family photos, losing your data shouldn't be permanent. With Backblaze, you can restore from the cloud, the desktop restore app, or even have a drive with your data shipped to you overnight. It's automatic backup that works for everyone, individuals, freelancers, and small businesses, all without any setup headaches. 9 to 5 Mac listeners get 20% off with code 9to5daily. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start your free trial and use the promo code at checkout. Backblaze.com/9to5Mac or hit the link in the show notes. In other news today, Bloomberg reports that Apple has landed on its strategy for the new Siri update coming as soon as iOS 26.4 in the spring of next year. The report says that behind the scenes, much of the new Siri experience will use Gemini models from Google. The custom Gemini model will run on Apple's private cloud compute servers to help fulfill user requests. Apple has promised that the new Siri will be able to answer personal questions like find the book recommendation from my mom or tell me when my mom's flight arrives. This will be done by hunting through the data on your device and generating the appropriate response on the fly. The new Siri architecture will have three distinct components: a query planner, a knowledge search system, and a summarizer. Google Gemini models will run on Apple's servers and provide those planner and summarizer capabilities. User privacy will be preserved by running the Google models on Apple's server without any external data sharing, and on-device personal data will be processed using Apple's own foundation models. The third aspect of the system, the knowledge search component, might also be powered using Gemini models. It will enable Siri to have understanding about world topics and trivia, and allow Apple's voice assistant to answer more general knowledge questions without resorting to third-party integrations like ChatGPT or falling back to the web. And finally, while the back-end implementation of Gemini models will be extensive, Bloomberg says Apple is not expected to promote the partnership. Gemini models will just power parts of Siri secretly behind the scenes. All of the new Siri will be marketed as Apple's technology running on Apple servers, presented using an Apple interface under the Apple Intelligence branding. The deal with Google will simply help Apple fill in some crucial technology gaps where its own LLM systems are currently just not good enough. The arrangement isn't too dissimilar from what Samsung does with its Galaxy phones, where many of its quote-unquote Galaxy AI features are Google Gemini features wrapped in a Samsung blanket. The deal is also a practical choice that helps Apple finally ship its Siri AI features that it first promised to deliver a year ago. Ultimately, customers don't really care about the implementation details and just want their iPhone to have the features they expect it to have. So again, to recap all of this, the new Siri system from Apple will rely heavily on Google Gemini, but all of the processing will be done on Apple's own private cloud compute servers and on your iPhone. No data will be shared with Google whatsoever, fulfilling Apple's promises of an ultra-secure, industry-first privacy implementation of personal AI features. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.